Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
In the house. He's healing your soul. He's healing your body. He's taking over all kind of infirmities in your body. Oh, dependable God, reliable God. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we give you praise. We worship the King of Glory. We rejoice in your kingdom. We rejoice in your kingdom. We rejoice in the kingdom of the Father. We rejoice in your glory. We rejoice in your power. We rejoice in your majesty. We rejoice in your dominion. For you are faithful. So faithful. You are so faithful. You've been so faithful. From the beginning of the time, you've been so faithful. Always faithful. When we are unfaithful, you are faithful. Steadfast Father. You are the steadfast Father. You are the one that seated upon the circles of the earth. You cover yourself with unapproachable light. What can we compare with you? Our incomparable God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, blessed be to the name of the Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Can we ask for the feast of heaven to come upon us this morning? Bread of heaven, feed us tonight. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bread of heaven, feed us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bread of heaven, feed us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Our Father in heaven, in you we live, in you we walk, in you we have our entire being. The Spirit of the living God, Spirit of grace, Spirit of power, Spirit of might. Spirit of majesty, Spirit of the world, Spirit of grace, Spirit of righteousness, we depend on you. We rely on you. Let the bread of heaven come down tonight. Feed us like never before. Tamper with humanity in us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take us to the path of your eternity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let immortality begin to rear its head upon our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Praise the Lord. Can you take your seat? I want you to welcome someone in your left, in your right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read for you from the book of Revelation chapter 12, the previous time when I have the privilege of standing in this podium, and it's important for me to be able to drive a very critical point out of these scriptures so that we begin to see the invasion of the kingdom of God in the realm of the earth right from the beginning of the time. God has made up his mind to invade the heart with his kingdom. Praise God. And when we begin to glean through the book of Revelation, we will see the plan and the process in which he has made up his mind to invade the heart with his kingdom. Now we look at the book of Revelation chapter 12, and we see for verse 1, the Bible says that there appear a great wonder in heaven. And a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, the 12 stars are the representative of the 12 tribes of Israel. Praise God. That's what it denotes. It denotes the 12 tribes of Israel. They are the stars of God. They are the original plan and purpose of God, the template of God for the kingdom upon the earth. As a matter of fact, the determinant counsel of God is to rehearse his kingdom through the Jews. He wanted to rehearse his kingdom. He wanted to show the prototype of what his kingdom is all about through the Jews. So he brought this woman. Please go back to that verse 1. He brought this woman, and the Bible said that there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. If you go to the book of Psalm 89, let's quickly go to the book of Psalm 89. Let me see verse 5 or thereabout. Then we go to verse 33. Okay, go down. Go more, please. Like 15, okay. Go down. Go to verse 20. Okay. He said, I have found David, my servant, with my oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My hand also shall strengthen him. Continue. The enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his own be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Continue, please. And I will make him my firstborn. I will make him my firstborn. Now, there is a difference between the first begotten and the firstborn. The firstborn is talking about the prototype of the kingdom that is going to be rehearsed in the face of the earth. That's what the Bible is talking about. That these are the first set of people that I am going to deal with. Now, the Bible said that God is the God of all flesh. He's the God of all flesh. He's not only the God of Israel. But he needed, just like he started the population of the earth with a man in the Garden of Eden, so he also needed to start with a nation. He needed to start with a nation. What is required of the entire earth? And so, when the earth could see this thing, they will mirror it. So he said, also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. In other words, we see this dominion. We see the kingdom. We see the authority. We see the power and the might that God has vested upon the Israel. They're going to be the people who will demonstrate his dominion and give it to them. Even in their backsliding stage, Israel is still dominating the earth in the field of science. Give it to them. If you look at the number of Nobel laureates that has been awarded right from 1930 today, Israel has the largest number. They have the largest number of Nobel laureates. Is it in science? Is it in physics? Is it here and there? Israel, the Jews, are the one that is holding the economy of America. Without Jew, America cannot stand. Now, this is not an ordinary thing. It is as a result of the covenant that God had with this man called David. Verse 28. So my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Now, continue please. His seed also, listen, go to verse 29. His seed also will I make to endure. Now, it's been established that seed is not just about Jesus Christ alone, but it also talks about, of course, the seed that Israel is going to give to the world that will be the king of the world, the king of the earth, is Jesus. Praise God. But in the concept of that seed, in the confine of that seed, is another seed. It's another seed that are going to be engrafted into the stem. And so, there's going to be another seed called church. He said, his seed also will I make to endure forever. The word forever is forever. It's without limit. So in other words, this ordination has been made before the foundation of the earth. This war and the battle has been fought before the foundation of the earth. And is strong as the day of heaven. Continue. If the children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandment, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor utter the things that is gone out of my lips. Verse 35. Listen. He said, once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever. His seed shall endure forever. And his throne has discerned before me. Verse 37, look at it. It shall be established forever as what? As the moon. So you cannot connect this with Revelation chapter 12. The verse 1 of it. Quickly go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 of it. He said, and there appear a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with what? With the sun and with the moon. So the sun and the moon is the covenant that God had with Israel. It's the covenant of the kingdom that they had with Israel. And so, when we are talking about the woman, it is clear that it's not talking about Eve, it's not talking about Mary, it's talking about a personality, a nation called Israel. No wonder, when Jesus Christ was birthed, in the book of Luke, chapter 1, they said, unto you this day, a Savior is born who will save his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we see these people as that God is talking specifically about Israel. Israel is going to be a template for the kingdom. It's going to be a mirror where God is going to show forth his kingdom unto the entire earth, and that was his plan. Now, look at verse 2 of it. The Bible said that, and she, thank you, she being with child, cried, traveling in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appear another wonder in heaven. Okay, let me jump that. Of course, I have made a lot of explanation about that. The war that came in heaven, which was an indication of the same war that we are going to also engage here on earth. And if the heaven conquer and they win, they won the battle, we will also win our own battle here on earth. We will also face that battle and we will overcome. The Bible said that there appear in heaven a great wonder, and a dragon. He came with his tail and he drew almost 2/3 of the angels unto himself, and they were cast to the ground. Praise God. They were cast to the ground. So, it also shows that we are also going to face with our own. Now, verse 5 now says, she brought forth a man child who was to rule the nation. Now, in other words, all the persecutions and threats that Israel has faced among the nations of the earth is hinged upon one person, the man child. Is hinged upon one, just one thing, the man child. Satan does not want the man child to come. Of course, when the man child came, you remember how Herod gave an instruction that they should begin to slaughter people from the age of 12 down. Just because of man-child, because they knew that it's the man-child that is going to save the world and establish the kingdom of God upon the earth. Praise God. Now, I want you to understand this truth.
that God, right from the final time, has concluded this battle and that kingdom has been established. Praise God. That kingdom has been established. The book of Revelation chapter 1. Give me Revelation chapter 1. Verse 7. Let's go to verse 7. Okay. He said, behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which bears him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Look at this. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Hear the Lord, which is, praise God, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now we can see the three faces of his government upon the earth. Which is, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Say the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. Listen, at the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ died for the sin of humanity. But the Bible made us to understand that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. Praise God. Even though he was crucified, but on the third day, he rose from the dead, and he lives eternally forever. So we can see that Jesus Christ is still is. Praise God. Jesus Christ is still what? He still is. He's not dead. He's alive. He died to resurrect from the dead. And he did not resurrect alone, but he resurrected with many other saints that were held captive in the grave. So when we say, which is, we are talking about the Jesus, the type of Jesus, the Jesus Christ who was the type of man. Yeah. Jesus Christ who was the type of man who came to the world to show us the template of the kingdom of God upon the earth. We see Jesus, the type of man, who came to the earth to show us the kingdom of God upon the earth. Praise God. He was the type of man. Now, of course, we concluded it, that of Jesus Christ is not the second Adam, he's the last man. Praise God. Jesus Christ was the end of a man. Praise God. Can we welcome Reverend Kayode Oyekoke? Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it was Jesus Christ, when he resurrected from the dead, that was the end of man. Okay? That was the end of flesh. What he did then was to orchestrate us into another realm, which is quite different from the realm of men. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm trying to lay an emphasis upon the fact that he came specifically to show us the kingdom which God pitched his tent. The kingdom which God has ordained from the foundation of the earth. And that is why we see him, he was in control of situation. He was in control of circumstances. There is nothing that made Christ unaware. He knew it before it came. He could handle any situation and circumstances. This is what we call kingdom. This is what we call authority. He was an authority over all things. He was a dominion over all things. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, which is. Now, another one say, and which was. And which was. The word which was is very, very important for us to understand that we are talking about the incarnate Christ. Praise God. We are talking about who? The incarnate Christ who appeared to the fathers even in the wilderness. Praise God. That was the incarnate Christ who appeared to the Father in the wilderness. What do you think the rod in the hand of Moses, who do you take him for? That was the type of Christ who will swallow the power of darkness and utterly destroy them to the end. Who do you take the rock where they drink water from? That was the incarnate Christ. The rock was Christ. So, when the Bible says, which was, he was talking about the embodied Christ, who manifests himself in various elements, and show dominion and his authority through men over situations and circumstances of their lives. Praise God. And that is why when they got to the Red Sea, he said, what is in your hand? He said, rod. He said, then use the rod to part the sea. And he used the rod to part the sea. That was the man called Christ. He manifested himself in that rod at that time. Now, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Give me 4, please. From verse 11. He said, even unto the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and in labor, and in labor, working with our own hands, this is not the scripture I'm looking for. Where they said they drink from the 10. Okay. 10, 4, yes. Thank you, sir. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was who? So that was he who was. Praise God. That was Christ who was in the book of Revelation chapter 1. They drank from the same, they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Verse 5. Now, this thing was, but with many of them, God was not what? God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, this is the danger of the kingdom. Now, these things were our examples. To the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. So, in other words, we see Christ, the incarnate Christ, among them, even though they do not know him. They could not perceive him. They could not understand his oppression. But they knew that they are walking in certain realm of supernatural. They are walking in the certain realm of dominion. You can imagine. It takes supernatural for them to penetrate into that kind of Jericho wall. That's dominion. That's authority. But they don't know who was behind all of this thing. They don't know who was walking behind. Now, the Bible said that this thing is for our example to the intent. We need to be very careful. Because the purpose of all that we are hearing, or all that we have heard, and all that we are yet to hear, that we still hear, is for the manifestation of the kingdom. Praise God. It's for the manifestation of the kingdom. That is the essence of it. So that we can live the life of the kingdom, that which they fail to do, that which they cannot accomplish in their own time and in their own day, we'll be able to accomplish it. Praise God. So, in other words, the essence, Jesus Christ is not a religious leader. Praise God. Jesus Christ is not what? He's not a religious leader. He did not come to establish religion. That is not the essence. He didn't come, he did not author Christianity. He's not the author of that movement. What he came to author is the kingdom. That's what he came to do. He came to author kingdom, not religion. No. No, you can begin to see the incursion of Satan in the activities of the work. Yes. He is subtly perversing the work and turning the work into what the work is not. So that we will not be able to achieve the purpose of the kingdom. Listen, one thing that Satan fears most is this kingdom. Because once the kingdom appears, the end of Satan has come. And so, he tried all he could to introduce certain concepts that look like it, but it is not. Certain movement that look like it, that it is not. It sounds so good when we say we want to do revival in our church. It sounds very, very awesome. Oh, revival, 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 revival. What do we want to revive? Are you alive even before? Praise God. For if we have been quickening with him, the Bible says that we shall live together with him. But if we are not quickening with him, what do we want to revive? Nothing to revive. Nothing to revive. So it is very, very important for us to now begin to understand that what he came to do is to establish the kingdom. Psalm 110 verse 2. He said, the Lord shall send rod of his strength out of what? Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Rule thou in the midst. Listen. Those of us that have the fortress of the baptism of the death and resurrection of Christ. Because we really need to understand that, of course, like I said, it's not about Christianity. It's not about, oh yes, I am a Christian. But do you have the fortress of his death? Do you have the fortress of his resurrection? If you don't have the fortress of his death, and the fortress of his resurrection, it is impossible for you to accomplish this. You can't rule. So it's our process. The process is first and foremost death. The process is first and foremost death. When you are dead to self, when you are dead to the world, when you are dead to the things that men are pursuing, when you are dead to the things that are material, when you are dead to all of these things, then you are actually resurrected. And it won't be difficult for you to rule in the midst of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Now, before you become the strength, before you become the rod of God's strength, you must be a standing soldier. Praise God. You must be a standing, he doesn't send civilian out to meet the enemy. Do you understand? That's it. He won't do that. He's going to commit. That means a lot of murders will be committed. He will not do that. We really need to understand what we are calling to. We are called as a soldier. The book of Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah chapter 51. Now, because it is certain that many of us, we don't even know the purpose and the intent of salvation. We don't know why we are here. We don't even know what we are doing here on earth. We don't know our mandate. We feel that, well, I am here to be an engineer. That's not your destiny. That's not your destiny. I'm here to be a petrochemical, that's not your calling. That's not what God asked you to come and do. I am to be a finance accountant. You have missed it. That's not, you just have those things, and at the end of the day, you lose your soul. You lose your life. You lose your entire being. And you have no worth before God. The Bible said that what does it profit a man after he has accumulated the gains of the entire world and he loses his own? Praise God. Well, see, let me tell you this. The fact is that many of us are greater than these men called Dangote. I'm telling you, you don't know who you are. Many of us are greater than him. Many of us are greater than him. Reverend Ayodeji was giving testimonies. I also have a lot of testimonies. A lot of testimonies. This kingdom thing is reality. It's reality. It's not a story. It's not Nollywood. It's reality. It's something that you can lay hold on. You can handle it. You can operate in it. Praise God. I tell you a story. There was a time when they changed the uniform in the Navy. And they said, okay, we want to go to British type of Navy. I said, ancient thing. I can't wear this kind of rank. I don't know whether you have seen British Navy. It doesn't look good on them. And they said, that's what we are going to do. Seidu, Admiral Seidu. I said, no. I will not be part of this. Somebody said, are you going to run away? I said, I'm not running away. And for the whole night, I began to pray about it. I said, God, this thing shall not stand. This thing will not stand. This thing will not stand. This thing will not stand. Then, of course, I don't even know as much as I don't know. And I heard God said, I've done it. You are not wearing it. I said, thank you, Father. I'm grateful. Thank you. And I got to the office. I began to congratulate everybody. I said, we are not wearing it. They said, Abel, you have started with your nonsense. That those who are working with Chief of Naval Staff, go and see them. They have put it on. I said, we are not wearing it. 12 on the dot that day, he was removed as Chief of Naval Staff. 12 on the dot that day, he was removed. It was unplanned for. He was removed. He was announced. In fact, he was confused. They did not allow him to take anything out of his office. He was escorted out by the naval intelligence. His offense, we don't know up to today. Do you understand? The kingdom is something that is real in us. The kingdom is something that we can internalize in our life. And it is very, very important for us to understand that concept of the book of Revelation chapter 12. First and foremost, the kingdom of God starts within. It's a seed, just like Christ was a seed. As Israel was a woman that gave birth to that seed, and Christ is the seed that gave birth to the church, so is the kingdom in the heart of a man. When the seed of the kingdom is battered into individual hearts, it has the capacity to influence others to come into that kingdom and to benefit from that kingdom. Praise God. It has that capacity to give reward, to give benefit to others who are around them, even in that kingdom. That is what the kingdom is all about. But it takes process. God doesn't do anything anyhow. He doesn't come. The Bible said that as long as the heir is a child, it demandeth nothing from who? From a servant. It doesn't matter if your father is if my father is Jesus Christ, yes, and I have everything that he has. I possess everything that he possesses because I don't want to liken myself with the kings of this world. Do you understand? But it does not really matter. As far as I continue to live as a child, it makes no difference. Though those things are there, but I cannot access it until I become mature. Until I become mature. When the maturity is found in me, then I can begin to make use of those things, because my father knows that I will not use those things to injure myself. Praise God. So it takes process. The process is first and foremost to go to the cross. The process is first and foremost to go to the cross. You can't become what he wants you to become without going to the cross. As a matter of fact, you cannot have a resurrected life without going to the cross. It is after you have gone to the cross that they give you another nature. Praise God. It is when you go to the cross that they now give you another name, just like it was given unto Jesus Christ. And now, the body that Jesus Christ resurrected with is quite different with the body that he operated upon the face of the earth as a man. Because we notice that Jesus Christ will walk several kilometers before he gets to where he was going. But now, in a jiffy, he's in Jordan. In a jiffy, he's wherever he wants to go. That's a new body. And that is the kind of things that God intends to give to the heir of salvation. That is the kind of things that God intends to give to the heir of salvation. So you must go to the cross. When you go to the cross, then you are fit into this. Praise God. He said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from servant, though he be Lord of all. Verse 2. No, he be Lord of all. But he's under what? Tutors, governors, until the time appointed. That is why you must not play with this world. You can't afford to play with this world. You must be under tutelage. Now, listen. The sad thing that is in the church now is because the church is not taught. Church is, we are so much in this nation, yes, very little. I don't know whether you understand. The church is so much in this nation, yet very little. We are so abundant, yet our influence is not felt. Why? We are not taught. What they were teaching us is not what they should teach us. What they introduced to us is not what we should know. The meal that they are giving unto us is the meal of the world. So we are not different from the people of the world. They are giving us the garment of the world. They are giving us the meat of the world. They are giving us the meat of the world. And we find ourselves that we have almost become the world. We have almost become the world. What the world is pursuing is what the church is pursuing. There is no difference. I'm not against someone building cathedral. By the grace of God, if God gives me the privilege, I tend to have one, but it's better to build people than to build cathedral. It is the people that, yes, it has more reward than to build cathedral. People are building cathedral, they are not building people. Abba. So you must be under governors. When you see an individual who is not under authority, his life is, especially a believer, only future. He has no future. If you don't, you are not responsible to someone. Nobody can call you and say, "Ntonshe, you're wrong." You don't have future. Your life is finished. Praise God. Because it's not scriptural. The Bible said that you must be under governor. You must be under tutelage. You must be under instruction of an individual. Praise God. Of course, your life becomes more miserable if you are under the instruction of someone that his light is darkness. How great would your darkness become? I mean, your darkness will be very, very great. Yes, sir. That means your darkness is very, 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 very great. So, you really need to, it also depends upon what you are looking for. I don't know what you are looking for. Please, X-ray your heart. If what you are looking for is not the kingdom, in the future, that's the truth. If what you are looking for is not the kingdom, there's problem. Praise God. Can you imagine somebody is commanding car? I command car. In those days when they bring Tokumbo car to the church, you know what we do? All of us, we go out, we start laying hands on it. Thank God for that deliverance. I don't even think that we dedicate car in the church again, that we want to dedicate car. Say car, want to dedicate spirit. Or not to dedicate. Praise God. How can somebody was talking to me and said, you need to change your car. I said, I know. But it's not my priority. I have my bucket need. My bucket need is the kingdom. That's my bucket need. It's the kingdom. That's my bucket need. So why should if I'm riding good car now and the kingdom is suffering, I don't know. Maybe I'm going extreme. But it's good. Can you quickly give me from the book of, and I will round up with that, the book of Jeremiah, because I'm Baba Waluri Joko. Praise God. Jeremiah. Okay. Thus saith the Lord, behold, with thee, verse what? Thou art my battle axe. Are you there? Thou art my battle axe. He said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. That's your purpose. That's the intent of you in church. The reason why you are in church is for you to be a weapon of war for God. That's the reason why you are here. Of course, like any soldier, you must be trained. And I said that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Through pulling down of the stronghold. It's not a carnal weapon. But first and foremost, you must understand that you are a weapon of war. Can you say, I am a weapon of war? Say it again. A lot of people does not understand that. A weapon of war in the hand of God. Listen. A weapon of war. You are not a weapon of war to fight for yourself. Mm-mm. It is not. When a soldier is armed to go and fight, he's representing a kingdom. He's representing an authority. He's representing a dominion. So at that particular point in time, the integrity of the nation is at stake. Praise God. It's at stake. So he do all that he needed to do, not because he wants to protect his life, but because he wants to protect the sovereignty of his nation. So he's a weapon of war in the hand of that nation. That soldier is a weapon of war in the hand of that nation. The same thing, every saved soul, everyone that has come to the salvation of Christ is a weapon of war. Everyone that has gone to the cross and come back from the cross is a weapon of war. Listen, do you know? Oh, God will help us. Oh, God will help the church. He said, for with thee will I break in pieces the what? The nations. The nations. Not your family problem. Not, I don't know. I can't remember those prayers again. And I pray I won't remember. Ogwedile? No, it's not. As I said, you are more sophisticated than that. What you harm, what you are harmed with, is more powerful than those ones. It's more powerful, it's stronger than those ones. As a matter of fact, your appearance with those ones will annihilate them without opening your mouth. But there's a greater war, greater battle that God has called you to fight. He said, within will I break in pieces nations, and within will I destroy what? Kingdoms. And the essence of the destruction of that kingdom is to be able to plant another kingdom. And how do you do it? You begin to do it through colonization of their mind. You colonize the mind of the people concerning the things of the kingdom. This is exactly what Paul did in the Ephesus. He began to minister to them, and Diana, did he take weapon and shoot Diana? It wasn't night vigil, sir. It wasn't marathon prayers. It wasn't redestiny hour. It wasn't seven prophets, seven mountains. It wasn't. Lord, we ask that every spiritual demon that have infected this land, we shut door against them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we reject their oppression. We reject their work. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have tried before, you won't try it anymore. You have tried before, you won't try it anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible said that every plant that is not planted by my Father, we shall uproot. We stand as God says, we uproot all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From henceforth, you begin to have problems. Except you repent. Except you change. Except you take the meal of the kingdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's like breaking peace, pieces, the nation. And with thee will I destroy kingdom. 21. And with thee will I break in pieces the horses and his rider. Those are strong men. Those are strong men. Those are people that are very skilled in battle. Yes. The like of those. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, look, this thing is real. Let me give you another testimony. This will shock you. Now, I was to go for festival to go and celebrate with my dad when he was alive. And my father was expecting me to come. And I said, okay, no, don't worry, I will come. And that night, I had a dream that my brother's wife, I wanted to buy something in the kiosk. And the kiosk man, the man that was selling things in the kiosk, had gone to sleep. But I knew that he was there. So I knocked the kiosk. And he opened the windows. As he opened the window, it was my brother's wife that I saw with pistol. And he shot me while I was sleeping. And I just woke up with that. I said, what? This woman, you attacked me. Ah, you are dead. I said, you are dead. And I started praying. It will shock you, the third day that she died. She just fell down and she died. They called me. Thank God I told my sister. I said, I had a dream that this person did this. He said, you don't know, she did the same thing to our mom, this and that. So fair will pull that I'm okay. But she won't escape this. I'm not going to fight. I have already fought her. The third day, they called me that she was dead. I just say, praise God. Praise. Yes. See, this kingdom thing is real. It is something that is real. It's not story. It's not Nollywood. It's not something that we are acting. It is something that we are into. We are into it. We are involved in it. Don't you know what your tongue is made of? It's equipped with fire of the Holy Ghost. It's equipped with the anointing of the Spirit. The Bible said that you shall decree a thing. Who decree? Is not king? Is he not king? It's king. When God is saying that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, do you take him that he was the King of the earth? No, he was talking about you. You are those kings. You are those kings. So when he said King of Kings, he's referring to me and you, all of us. Praise God. So, when you come into that kingship, you have the capacity to make decree. You shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. How many of you have made decree before? If you have not made any decree before now, it's time for you to begin to decree. But listen, it must be a righteous decree. It must not be an ungodly decree. It must not be a decree that has to do with carnal thing. It must be the decree that has to do with the kingdom. This is where you will find an expression for the oppression of the kingdom in your life. Odum. It's very sweet. It's so sweet. Once you taste it, you want to taste it more and more. Once you taste it, you want to taste it more and more. Once you taste it, you want to taste it more and more. Praise God. Do I share the testimony of what happened to me even when I came to Akure? It's, we have, there are certain things that we have undo in the kingdom, that we have seen in the kingdom, and we can testify of it at this kingdom. So when you see us running letter scatter, and you see us doing, behaving like kids, like those our choir boys and girls, we know why we are doing that. I know some of you, Mama Ukia, Baba Ego Nirunu, Ebushinjo. You don't understand. Praise God. You don't really understand what the kingdom is all about. So it is important for you to come into this state of kingship. When you come into this state of kingship, of course, like we said in the book of Galatians chapter 4, you must have come into maturity. When you come into maturity, they crown you as king, then you have capacity to decree a decree. Don't people say, when they send WhatsApp, how many people have said, I decree to you? You know, I've been meeting Matthew, okay? In decree. Who are you? Who give you capacity to decree? Do you know what decree is all about? Are you a king? It's only kings that make decree. It's only kings that make decree. If you have not come into that kingship, upgrade and come to the kingship. Father, we thank you for tonight. The entrance of your word gives us life. A deep understanding to the simple. We ask, O God of glory, that you will let this word profit us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will do that which only you can do. Glorify yourself tonight in the midst of your people. Let your counsel be established. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299. Or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.